1 Corinthians 13:13 says this, "And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity." Lord, we're so thankful, God, for the opportunity to come before you today. Lord, to come into your presence, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to be with us today. Lord, encourage and strengthen your people today, God. Let the word go forth, oh God, under the unction of the Holy Ghost and touch the hearts of those that hear. Oh, that we might draw closer to you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We talked about faith last week. Today we're going to talk about hope. You hear a lot of messages on faith. A lot of messages on faith. An ingredient that we need in our life, because without faith, we don't have much hope. We hear a lot of messages on charity or love. But I hear very few messages on hope. Yet hope is one of the greatest things that we have at our disposal. Hope. Hebrews chapter 6. See what that has to say about hope. Verses number 18 and 19 says this. That by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. I want to talk for a little while this morning on hope, the anchor of our soul. In the day in which we live, the coronavirus that's basically locked our nations down all around the world, it can become a fearful thing. And you listen to the health people and they tell you one thing. You listen to somebody else and they tell you something different. And one country says it's all right to open up. One country says, well, no, you can't. You got to stay inside. I can't remember which. On CBC this morning, they were talking about one country that had, this is the first day in 7 weeks that the adults were able to come out of their house. Can you imagine 7 weeks and you weren't allowed out of your house? You know, we think it's bad here. At least we get out once in a while. I don't know what it'd be like to live in a house, especially if you had young children, and be stuck in there for 7 weeks. But see, hope is something that we need in our life in which we live. Hope is, this is the dictionary definition of hope, to look forward to with desire and confidence. A belief, a desire, a trust, an anticipation, an expectation. To rely on, to longing, to expectancy, that everything will turn out for the best. Hope is the anchor of our soul. When all the things that are going on around, and we look at everything and we say, what am I going to do? Where am I going to turn? How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to do this? We have something that we can hold on to that's the anchor of our soul. An anchor is something that holds fast to. Affix firmly to. secure, attach, a safeguard, protection. That's what an anchor is. And to think about it in our Christian walk, and we got lots of scriptures. We're going to look at what hope, the Word of God talks about hope. And we must understand that our hope is not in anything that we have in this world. None of your possessions are good enough that we can hold on to our possessions and say, there's my hope. All the money in the world isn't going to give you that peace. All of our abilities, anything we have, will never allow you to be able to hold on to what we need. There's only one thing that we have, and that's Jesus. Jesus is the anchor of my soul. He's the one that I hold on to when everything seems to be going wrong. I can hold on to Jesus and know that He will not let me down. He will not turn His back on me. He will not leave me alone. He'll be there with me. Because see, in all my expectations that I have, I need to have something that I can hold on to. And 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 12. This is before we get into what we're going to talk about, but Paul talking to Timothy says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I committed unto Him against that day." When I look at it all, the things that go on in the world today, as long as I've got Jesus, I know in whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that He is able to take me through. See, the Word of God says in Psalms 39 and 7, "And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee." Psalms 33 and 18 says, "The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy." Psalms 31 says, verses number 23 and 24. It says this: "O love the Lord, all ye saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentiful rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your hearts. All ye that hope in the Lord." Our hope is not in what we can attain. Our hope is not in the things of this world. Our hope is in what we have in Jesus Christ, what He has offered to us. But see, sometimes it has to come from the Word of God. Jesus got into a situation. He'd fasted for 40 days, the Bible says. He was in all by himself, 40 days fasting. And at the end of 40 days, along comes the devil. He says, "You know, Lord, I know things are kind of rough. Things are kind of bad right now, but you know, why don't you turn one of those stones into bread? You're hungry. You need to eat." Jesus didn't even think about what he was going to say. It is written. I'm not going to worry. Yeah, he could have thought, you know, yeah, that would be good. I could have ate some bread right now. I'm hungry. But right away, he turned to the Word of God and said, it is written, thou shalt not. Takes him another place. And he goes on and he says, you know, all of this that's out here is yours. All you have to do is bow down and worship me. And he showed him all the kingdoms of the world. Now we look at that and we think, wow. No, Jesus didn't even think about what he was going to say. It's written. It's written. And when we get into situations in life, and trials and troubles and pandemics and all these things, and we don't know where to turn, we need to turn to the Word of God that says, it is written. I'm going to hope in my Lord because I know in whom I have believed and I am persuaded that he's going to take me through it. It's not something that I might be able to go through. It's not something that, well, maybe God's going to be there for me. I know in whom I have believed and I am persuaded. Psalms 42 verse 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? You know, the psalmist, he is saying, you know, I'm going through some problems here. I don't know what to do. And he says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why am I feel so burdened down that I don't know where to turn? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. David knew where to turn. In the time of trouble, David knew where to turn. He didn't worry about it. Yes, he got himself into problems. I don't think there's one in here today that can say that I've never got myself into problems. We're human. We're just a sinner saved by grace. And in getting into problems, we got to know where to turn, where our hope is. That anchor of the soul that somehow when it just, the winds begin to blow and the trials begin to come and the storms rage, that we got our hope in Jesus. We just grab a hold of Jesus and say, God, you're going to take me out of this. I can't do it on my own, God. I need you. Psalm 71 and 5, for thou art my hope, O Lord God. Psalms 146 and 5, whose hope is in the Lord is God. Jeremiah 17, 7, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. We're all going through situations. Trials, problems. They say that when this is over, that there's going to be many, many breakups of marriages, problems with kids. Why? Because you can't crowd people into a little place and say, oh, there you are. You just stay right there and everything's going to be all right. If you don't have the Lord, I want to tell you, things aren't going to be easy. If you don't know Jesus Christ, things aren't going to be easy. But see, we need to hold fast under the hope that we have And that hope is Jesus Christ. See, it's essential that we trust and hope in the Lord, and not in our human resources, what we have or what we have accumulated over life. It's easy to look at the bank account and say, you know what, there's enough in there, I don't have to worry. What happens when you look at the bank account and it says $1.10 and you have a $100 bill that's due? Where do I go now? Where do I go? I don't know if anybody's got a lot of money in the stocks and in the bonds of the world. Can you imagine? I was talking to a financial advisor and he said, you know, he says from, I can't remember what the day was, right at the end of February until the 19th or the 20th of March, he says, I lost over $50,000. Where do we go when we don't know where else to turn? If you don't have Jesus to hope in, where do you turn? Where do you go? We need to let the world know there's hope. This world out here is dying. They don't know where to turn. They don't know where to go. But we, as a child of God, have the hope that they need, and that's Jesus Christ. He's the answer. In Joel chapter 3, you know the scriptures, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. But verse 16 says, but the Lord will be the hope of His people. The Lord will be the hope of His people. If you're a child of the God, you have a hope that the world does not have. We can look at it and say, you know, what's going to happen when this is all over with? Our country alone has gone in about 5 times more debt than it ever had in 2 months. 5 times the amount of debt that the whole country had at the start of February in 2 months. 5 times worse. Who's going to pay it? Where do we look for the help? The money, the government can't produce money. The government takes our money and pays the debt. And yet when we look at it, we can look out in there and say, you know, well, where is that hope that I have now? I can't remember, I knew it at one time, how many thousands of dollars every man, woman, and child in Canada was indebted to the national debt. To think that we're now 5 times that. Don't look good. When we look like Peter, he stepped out of the boat and he's walking on the water. And all of a sudden he begins to look around and all he sees is the waves, the storm. And he gets his eyes off the goal. He gets his eyes off the one that is there for him. And he, Lord, help! I'm going to drown. I don't know where to go, God. I don't know where to go. And that's the way it is in the world today. Really. People don't know where to turn. But I want you to know, the Lord will be the hope of His people. The Lord will be the hope of His people. And that goes for every man, woman, and child in this world. If you'll turn your heart to Jesus, God will be your hope. You won't have to worry. You won't have to worry about all the things that are going on. You can see the ingredients that we need in our life, one of those ingredients is hope. Romans 8, verses 24 and 25. I know we generally turn to the last part of Romans 8, but Romans 8, 24 and 25 says this: for we are saved by hope. We are saved by hope. I don't mean that hope's going to save you. My hope is Jesus Christ. I'm going to be saved if I put my trust in Jesus Christ. And if I follow Him, what He desires out of my life. He says, we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. I look at what's happening in the world. And we all are. If you be honest with you, you check the newspapers out. You check the news. You try to hear what our premier is saying. We try to listen to what our health person, Bonnie Henry, is saying. We listen to Dr. Tam or whatever her name is for Canada. We listen to Justin Trudeau as he comes forth every day, telling us what's happening in the world, and you know, we got to stay the course for a little longer because we can't afford to let this coronavirus resurface and kill off a whole bunch more people. We get looking at it, and we can get our eyes so glued on the gloom and the despair that we fail to realize that there's a hope that we have as a child of the King. That God, no matter what happens, I'm not going to worry. No matter if all my money's gone, I'm not going to worry, God. No matter if I get sick, God, I'm not going to worry, because my Bible says that to be absent from this body is to be present with God. So if I get the sickness and I die, I'm just going to be there with Jesus. If I have that hope within me that says, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able. I've repented of my sins. I've been baptized in Jesus' name. I've been filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm living for God, so I don't have to worry. I'm not going to worry about what's happening, because I got a hope. I got a hope. I'm saved by hope. Hope is a thing that we hold on to when everything else seems to be lost. Paul in the ship, in the midst of the storm, in Acts 27, it says that when all hope that we should be saved was taken away. What do you mean, Paul? You're the one that had that miraculous experience of the road to Damascus. That voice calling out from heaven. That light that shone down around you. And you cried out, who art thou, Lord? I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. You've lost your hope, Paul. That's what it says. It's the word of God. It says, when all hope that we should be saved was lost. But I'm so glad there's a but. Paul knew where to go. Paul went down into the ship, and he got down before his God. He said, God, what's going to happen, Jesus? It feels like there's no hope now. But I know, God, you're the Almighty God. See, he knew where to go. He knew where his hope was. His hope wasn't in casting off all the things. You know, we could come along and we get in a situation and we can say, oh, well, I'm just going to get rid of everything I got. I'm going to sell my house. I'm going to sell my truck. I'm going to sell all that I have, all my possessions. And I'm just going to trust in God. Well, you can do that. But you know what? That's not the answer. The answer is to go to God and say, God, I need help. I need help. Job 17:15 says, and where is now my hope? Where's my hope, God? I was a perfect person. I had everything going my way. I was doing everything you asked, God. But where's my hope now? He found it later on when he realized where he had to go to get that hope. That was to Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 2:25 says, there is no hope. There is no hope. We can get ourselves into situations like that where we feel like there's no hope. We feel like, what am I going to do? Where am I going to turn? What's the answer to the problems of the day in which I live? I'll let you know, Jesus is the answer. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 12 says, At that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope without God in the world. Every one of us was in that situation one day. We were without God. We were without hope. Where do we turn? Oh, but somebody come along and said, do you know Jesus? Who's Jesus? Well, he's the anchor of our soul. Well, tell me about him. Well, he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He wants to be your God. Well, how do I do that? Well, Bible says you need to repent. That's a turnaround. That's a 180 turn. You need to get right with God. You need to be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins. You need to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues as God gives the utterance. Oh, you mean I can have that? That's an option for me? And every one of us has come to God. Came through that same process. Somebody come and knocked on the door. Somebody stopped us in the coffee shop. Somebody stopped us somewhere and said, hey, do you know God? Do you know the hope of the world? Do you know where you need to turn? No. But oh yeah, Jesus is my hope. Jesus is my hope. The sister Zotsman comes. We're going to sing one more chorus. 1 Peter chapter 1. Peter says this. Start reading it. Verse number 3. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, What's my hope? My hope is what God's got promised me when this life is over. My hope is not in what I can attain in this life. My hope is in Jesus Christ. And when I get into trouble, when the storms are raging, I'm going to turn to Jesus and grab a hold of the anchor of my soul and say, hey, Jesus, I'm going to hold on to you. I'm not going to walk away, God. I'm not going to turn my back. Because you know what? There's no hope outside Jesus Christ. There's no hope outside Jesus Christ. I don't care where you look. I don't care where you try to find it. It isn't there. Jesus is the answer. He goes on in that verse, chapter, saying, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in that last day, last time, whereby ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye were in heaviness through manifold temptations. Oh, but the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. My salvation is in Jesus. Don't ever walk away from the one that can give you the peace, the joy, and the happiness. Never walk away from the one that has faith, hope, and charity. He is our hope. He is our answer. We need him.
I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can come storm,
yes, Jesus,
make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind.
I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I know the master.
Oh, I know the master of the wind. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I know the maker.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
Jesus. He can calm the storm,
make the sun shine again.
I know the master of the wind.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, yes, hallelujah, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God so loves his people. He does. He so loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. His desire is that one day you'll spend eternity with him. But only if you hold fast. Hold fast until he comes back. No matter what the trial, no matter what the situation in life, just grab hold of that anchor of our soul, hope. I don't see it, God, right now. And I don't see nothing but storm raging around. But God, I'm going to grab a hold of the hope that is in you. God bless you today. Join us back.